for that size of the project, was the timeline unique?
Oh, yeah. The
because you also had stricter regulations.
Well, the timeline that everything was built here, Marie, was very amazing. Of course, as I mentioned earlier to you, the money is not in the oil. The money is in the transporting of the oil. Mm-hmm. So everybody makes fun of Alyeska because they had busloads of welders and busloads of these people sitting around doing nothing. But every minute they cut off the construction time was another $1 million. So they had to have these people there, so if they happened to need them, wham, they had them, they could put them online. But Ben Anderson told me several years...
I'm glad you brought that up, because sometimes
people don't understand. That's why it was. I mean, Ben Anderson, who was the number two guy in the pipeline construction, and the guy that really hands-on, Ben Anderson, who was a personal friend, several years ago, Ben Anderson told me that the oil companies paid for the pipeline in 8 months. And it was a $10 billion operation. So you can see every minute they cut off and got oil flowing out was money in their pocket. That was why the main reason why there was that absolute crash construction. Excuse me.
If you need to take a drink.
No.
And it seems like very quality construction. So it was fast, but it wasn't done.
That pipeline was done amazingly well. That pipeline has been in the ground now pumping oil for 30 years, and there has been no problem to speak of with the pipeline. When they had the earthquake there in 2002, where it screwed everything up over on the Richardson Highway, the engineers on that line had designed the pipeline where it crossed the fault so it would skid 35 feet without breaking. The earth moved 30 feet. Now, I'd say that was pretty good engineering. And it was designed in the right spot, in the right amount, and the pipeline did not break. And as far as I know, outside of the guy that shot the hole in the pipelines, there's been no leak or any problem with the pipeline to speak of. And as you've noticed in the newspaper releases here, BP hasn't pigged their lines up there in 2 years. Alyeska pigs their lines, I think, every 2 weeks.
Okay, that's good to...
Our daughter, Miles and I, works in Fairbanks for Alyeska, and she's knowledgeable on all this stuff, and she was in charge of maintenance aspects of it there, still is, as a matter of fact. She says about every 2 weeks they pig the line. So, you see, here's the...
Pig is a
device that goes through the pipe, and they're very sophisticated now. They tell you where you've got weak pipe, and they tell you where you've got deposits in the pipe. It's an amazing little device. And they just insert this in the pipe, and it runs down. The oil pushes it on down, and it records everything as it goes. And if you've got a thin wall or corrosion, it records that, and you know where it is and how thin it is. And they do this every 2 weeks. And BP didn't do it for 2 years. So you can see there's quite a bit of difference there.
I'm going to completely make a turn here. Have you ever heard from truckers and have you befriended any truckers that haul and what they, because I've heard horror stories, but mainly on the weather conditions, that it's such an extreme area. And then in the summer, the haul road gets real wet and mushy.
Well,
I mean, is there any,
no,
when the construction was going down, was there ever... Because we have a whole section of interviews with truckers. Was there ever maybe considering the weight of the truck or the...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You consider that in your design. The weight of the wheel load of the truck, the turning radius of the truck, all of that stuff is considered. But you can't design anything perfect, especially over permafrost ground and stuff like that where you've got all kinds of weather, flooding and whatnot. It's a tough road to haul. It's like the Alaska Highway was back in the 50s and 60s. You know, you don't want to go on it for a lark. It's a business-type operation, and you got to understand that. And it's maintained, I think, very well. I mean, I know people that haul up there, and sure, you've got an occasional truckler who always bellyaches, but he'd bellyache if he was hauling over a four-lane highway. But the guys that are the pro drivers and knowledgeable and do that all the time, I mean, they take precautions. If the weather gets bad, they hole up. They don't try to push the weather. Just like an airplane pilot, those that push the weather usually end up in trouble. And by and large, it's very successful. I mean, that road's been there now since 1974, and it's been there 32 years, and there's been a lot of tons of stuff hauled over it. And not too many people killed. There's been a few wrecks, but not many people killed.